You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back. We are now here with partner in the Miami office of PwC. We've got Dave Himmel on. He's our resident expert on LinkedIn. Dave, welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. Good to be back. You promoted me, by the way. I'm a director.
Oh, you're not a partner yet?
Not a partner.
Well, I got to make some phone calls.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, quickly, go Heat.
Yeah, there you go. High five. Go Heat. That'll stand forever.
Absolutely. And I got a little call out to a new colleague just joined TC in Atlanta.
Hey, TC. High five. We need to get you down here so Dave can give you the LinkedIn tips in person. Now, Dave, you know, you're my go-to guy on everything about LinkedIn. And we had a great conversation the other day because I always get hammered by people. It seems more and more every day are trying to sell me pots and pans or electrical switches or do I need a dry cleaning service for the carpets in my office.
Right.
And Dave, should I accept those invitations or what's going on with all that?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
There's a real simple rule, Jim. What you want to do is accept invitations from people you know. Decline invitations from people you don't know. Accept if that's somebody that you want to know, then you don't accept it, but you can reply. Send them a note and say, hey, thanks for sending me an invite. I'd like to meet you. Let's do a coffee.
Yeah. You know what I do? A lot of times if I do link in with somebody, I have two things. I either say, thank you for reaching out. Would you like to have a call to see how we can work together in the future? Or if I reached out to them, I go, thank you for linking in.
Yeah.
And almost nobody ever does that to me. And whenever I do it to somebody, they almost always respond if there's a business opportunity. And it's taken on a life of its own recently. I've had some great leads that have come from that.
That works. It works really well. The thing I'll tell you, Jim, that I do a lot that I feel like people don't do, there's two big things. One is connect. When you meet new people, connect. I met Frank. I'm going to connect with him when I get home. Okay? People don't do that. The other thing is use your network. You've got all these people you're connected to. Most people say, I've got a great network. I've got 2,000 connections. They're no good if you don't do anything with them. So how often do I call you up and say, hey, I see you know such and such. Could you introduce me?
And we do. And
yep. It works.
It's a real active thing.
Absolutely.
And here's a question I have for you. What's the difference between a follower and a connection on LinkedIn?
Okay. A connection is someone you actually know. You have gone to the trouble to either request a connection, so you are essentially, as if it were Facebook, you're like a friend. And a follower is someone who is following your posts. So you post something and they follow what you're posting.
Now, that's totally cool. You know, I post a lot.
I know.
I hope it doesn't bother you. Does it bother you?
Not at all. I read it. Not at all.
Okay, see, so that's the first thing is to make sure you're not bothering somebody, right?
You wouldn't be bothering me because I wouldn't have to look at it if I don't want to.
Oh, very cool. Very cool. Now, I put this stuff out and I get anywhere from 30 people to 350, 400 to look at it.
Yeah, the key is not to post too often. Just like your friends who check in, say, hey, I'm at Starbucks or look at my food at this restaurant. Don't do it too often or people will tune out. They say on LinkedIn the best is to post 2-3 times a week.
Okay. I have it like at 1.5 times. I like to write a blog, and so I put the blog up on like Monday or Tuesday at lunchtime. It's the time that I post it also.
Time matters, absolutely.
And, you know, we've also, you know, we've been looking for a kidney for my wife, and I've gotten leads through LinkedIn, not even threes. They've been people that aren't even threes.
Yep.
So it's a very powerful tool. Now, what's one of the misconceptions that the people you work with have about LinkedIn?
Well, I think that it's that they don't understand the value of it. A lot of people say, I don't understand what to do with LinkedIn. I'm on it because I'm a professional. I know I should have it, but I don't really know why. People send me connection requests. I accept. So what do I do, though? It's just time consuming. And the key is to use the network, to send in when to look and put in that search box the name of a person or a company you want to connect with. See who you know that knows them. And then send them an email. Say, hey, you know, Jim, I see that you know this guy from XYZ company. I'd like to meet him. Can you send me an email or can you send him an email rather and introduce us? That'd be great.
You know, one of the things that really bothers me about LinkedIn is the people that don't, I hate using this word, but I'm going to use it, curate their photo. So they got like a Facebook photo or one of them little square photos from the yearbook picture or the hair with the long hair and a ponytail. This ain't Facebook.
No, the LinkedIn is for business professionals. So, you know,
Bill, your students are going to have to listen to this as a take-home assignment.
A picture is worth a thousand words. And we all, hey, we're all human, and we all judge by what we see. So you could have a great-looking profile, but if you have the wrong picture up there, it sends the wrong message.
Boy, are you kind. If if you look like a schlepper, that's what's going to happen.
Well, if you have no picture up there, too.
Oh, I don't even respond to that person. That's a disengagement.
It doesn't send any message. It sends a message that, you know, you're not important. You don't care. Exactly.
So, you know, I take the LinkedIn. I sometimes have the notify everybody on the button on, sometimes off, because I don't want to bother everybody just because I changed spelling in my profile. And I'm noticing now that people are beginning to use it to prospect. Now, what would be – we talked about one good method, which is to see who you know at a firm and then have them refer.
Right.
But you mentioned something that's very important to me, and that's when I go to an event, I pick up the cards. I try to get about – I like good events 1 inch. Frank knows about 1 inch per event. And, that's how I build my email marketing network, too.
Right.
And then after I put them into my contact management system, I send each card. I see if they're on LinkedIn. And if they are, I connect there, too.
Yes. That's what you want to do. Literally every time I get a business card, I send a connection. But the key is not – I think people are often incorrect. The key is not quantity. The key is quality. So go to a networking event. You don't have to get an inch thick of cards. If I walk away from any sort of a networking event with one good card, that's great, because one good quality connection is worth that. You need to be able to be comfortable reaching out to that person, asking them for a favor, getting together with them. If you're not comfortable, then the connection is not worth anything.
Well, I think that's actually a very good comment. Now, I would have to say that most of the people that I get the card from, I've had a real interaction. I've evaluated him, and I write on the card what I want my action plan is on the card.
But you are not like most people. Most people go ahead. Maybe they get a card. They send you – in LinkedIn, you have a choice between sending a personalized note or just – you can make it real easy. You just click on the person, connect, and it says – dear blah, 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 I'd like to connect with you. But that doesn't mean anything. So take the extra 30 seconds. Take the extra 30 seconds and say, Jim, it was great having lunch with you, meeting you at such and such event. You know, let's keep talking about whatever it was we were talking about. I'd like to connect with you on LinkedIn.
When are you writing the LinkedIn book, Dave? This is just great stuff. This is great stuff. Frank, do you have any questions you want to ask Dave?
Wow, I'm really amazed. I'm learning here so much with you. So with
marketing counsel for all of CCIM, so you better watch out here.
Okay.
Yeah. So with LinkedIn, you have a lot of groups.
Frank. Yes.
And it seems that they're by selection.
There's 2 million groups.
There are many
on LinkedIn.
Groups.
Yeah, right?
Literally.
Jeez.
2 million groups.
Yeah.
So they're very selective because you can accept to have it private, have it hidden, all sorts. Can you
there's,
tell us a bit
about
groups.
Using talk groups? About groups.
Groups.
Talk about groups.
Groups, here we are. There's over 2 million groups on LinkedIn. People start new groups every day. You can start a group tomorrow. You can make it public. You can make it private. Don't go start another group. There's plenty of groups.
Find a group, huh?
What's the purpose of LinkedIn? It's about networking and connecting. Find a group that fits your needs and interests. Join the group. Most of them will be open. Okay? And you know what? Joining a group is all fine. It's just like joining any other networking thing. If you don't participate, it doesn't mean anything. Most people, I'm going to join some groups. You join some groups. Great. It shows up on your LinkedIn. You're a member of 27 groups. Oh. But it means nothing. It's just like having 10,000 connections. If you don't use them, it's meaningless.
Now, what I do is I take my post or I take a repost, something I like from 10X or from David. And then what I do is I forward it to some groups that I'm members of where I think that it'll be interesting to them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But so
there's always a but.
There's a big but.
There's such a big but.
And this is one of the things that I always find a little bit upsetting. On LinkedIn, everyone wants to post. Nobody wants to read posts and respond.
Oh, okay? I comment.
Yeah, comment. It's all about interaction. Everybody's like, post, post, post.
Oh,
post.
I comment.
I want to push it out there. I want to push out my content. But, it, you know, if everybody's pushing content and no one's reading, again, it's worthless.
I'm buying. Hey, Dave, if people want to, you know, get more information or bring some business to PwC, how do they reach you? On LinkedIn.
Absolutely. David Himmel on LinkedIn, H-I-M-M-E-L, or David.J, as in Jeffrey, .Himmel at PwC.com.
Our LinkedIn marketing expert with an assist from Frank. High five, Frank.
Thank you, thank you.
We'll be right back after this. It's photo time here in the Freedom Business Studio.